Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, New Dad Baby Hacks, A Contemporary Guide for Dads. Strategies for the First Year That Every First-Time Father Needs by William Harding is a practical parenting guide aimed at first-time fathers navigating pregnancy, birth, and the first year of a baby's life. The book belongs to the contemporary self-help and parenting category, with a strong focus on usable advice rather than theory. Its purpose is to reduce the uncertainty that many new dads feel by giving them a clearer sense of what to expect and how to respond in everyday situations. Based on the available material, the book emphasizes basic infant care, emotional readiness, shared responsibility with a partner, and the importance of father-child bonding. It is written in an accessible, compact style that makes it suitable for readers who want a quick introduction to fatherhood without wading through dense medical or academic discussion. The overall approach is grounded in common sense guidance and reassurance, presented from a father's perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a first-time dad guide centered on preparation, not just reaction. A major strength of the book is that it frames fatherhood as something to prepare for before the baby arrives, rather than something to figure out only after problems appear. This matters because many first-time fathers feel uncertainty around birth, feeding, sleep, and the general unpredictability of the first year. The book responds to that anxiety by encouraging practical readiness and a clearer mental map of early parenthood. Instead of presenting fatherhood as an abstract identity shift, it treats it as a set of learnable responsibilities that can be approached step by step. That orientation gives the reader permission to start small, build confidence gradually, and reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed. In a crowded parenting genre, this preparatory emphasis makes the book especially relevant for dads who want direct, immediate guidance rather than broad reflection or philosophy. Secondly, everyday infant care translated into simple, usable fathering habits. The book focuses on the daily realities that new fathers actually face holding, feeding, soothing, responding to crying, and understanding what a newborn needs in the moment. Its value lies in turning infant care into manageable habits rather than mysterious tasks reserved for the more experienced parent. This practical framing is important because many first-time dads are not looking for advanced theory. They need a plain language explanation of how to participate effectively from day one. The book appears to favor straightforward advice that can be applied in real time, which makes it less intimidating than more technical parenting titles. Even when the tips are not especially novel, they still serve an important purpose by helping readers avoid paralysis and take action. For a novice father, clarity and repeatability are often more useful than complexity, and this book is built around that idea. Thirdly, father-child attachment as a core part of the first year. Beyond basic caregiving, the book emphasizes the importance of developing a healthy attachment with the baby. That focus moves it beyond a simple how-to manual and into the territory of relationship building, which is central to modern fatherhood. The first year is not only about keeping the baby safe and fed, it is also when a father begins establishing trust, recognition, and emotional connection. The book's message suggests that being hands-on matters because involvement shapes the bond between father and child over time. This is a useful distinction in a parenting guide, because it reminds readers that practical care and emotional presence are connected rather than separate duties. By stressing attachment, the book encourages fathers to see themselves as active participants in their child's development, not just helpers on the sidelines. That broader perspective gives the guide more depth than a simple checklist of tasks. Fourthly, sharing the workload with a partner through structured coordination. Another defining theme is collaborative parenting, especially the practical division of household and childcare responsibilities. The inclusion of a worksheet to help arrange tasks reflects the book's commitment to making cooperation concrete, rather than leaving it at the level of good intentions. This is a meaningful feature because new parenthood often exposes gaps in communication, uneven labor, and stress between partners. By encouraging dads to think in terms of shared planning, the book addresses one of the most common pressure points in early family life. It suggests that being a supportive father includes contributing reliably to the daily operating system of the home, not only spending time with the baby. That approach is especially relevant for first-time fathers who may need help, understanding how small, practical acts of support can strengthen the family unit. The book's task-based structure makes this theme immediately usable. Lastly, emotional reassurance for overwhelmed fathers entering an unfamiliar role. The book also positions itself as emotional support for men who feel anxious, underprepared, or unsure of their place in early parenthood. This is an important part of its identity because fatherhood guides often focus too narrowly on logistics and ignore the psychological side of becoming a parent. Here, the message is that uncertainty is normal and that confidence can be built through preparation, asking for help, and staying engaged. The practical tone helps reduce shame around inexperience, which is valuable for readers who may feel pressure to already know what to do. By normalizing fear and then offering simple ways forward, the book makes fatherhood feel more approachable. This emotional reassurance is one reason the book resonates as a gift or starter guide for dads-to-be. It does not try to transform the reader into a perfect parent. Instead, it aims to make the transition into fatherhood feel less isolating and more manageable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time fathers, dads-to-be, and partners looking for a straightforward, non-intimidating guide to the first year of parenthood. Its main value is practical. It helps readers prepare for birth, understand infant basics, support their partner, and build early attachment with the baby. For readers who feel overwhelmed by the transition into fatherhood, the book offers a clear entry point and a reassuring tone that makes early parenting seem more navigable. It is especially useful for men who want concise, action-oriented advice rather than a dense or highly academic parenting manual. Compared with more research-heavy or expansive books in the genre, this title stands out for its accessible style, father-specific perspective, and emphasis on shared household coordination. The worksheet-based approach and focus on real-world adjustment give it a concrete, hands-on feel. While it may not offer the depth of more evidence-driven parenting books, it fills an important niche as a quick supportive and practical companion for the first year of fatherhood. If you would like to support William Harding, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.